This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Suddenly I'm Misty Hive, 1963, until I wake up and I turn back to myself.
Oh, Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
It's 2 a.m. on the East Coast and 11 p.m. on the West Coast. And over in London, 980 people got to see Harry Potter's magic wand.
Ooh.
And not one of them has posted the damn pic to the internet.
Yet.
But it's 1 a.m. in the throbbing heart of the Montrose, so this means it's After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be the other one.
When he's in the room not dying and hacking up a lung.
Yeah, I know. I've got this cold. It's the only time my voice sounds remotely male.
This is the time he changes his answering machine there, so it makes you think it's Butch.
Let's talk about the music. What did you play? What was that?
Well, we started off with the closing music from the other show.
Oh, yeah. Wig in a Box.
Hedwig.
From Hedwig, yes. I just couldn't believe it. You know, I heard that opening notes. Whoa! Cool.
Well, a few times Jimmy said, didn't pull down their music. Pull down their... And, you know, considering the theme of the previous show,
yes.
Hedwig and that, I went with Temptress.
Okay, speaking of gender variant.
Barkers.
Yeah.
Crack the Whip.
Ooh.
By Temptress.
Mm-hmm.
We don't play her enough, just, you know. Well, we did a lot at Christmas, because I just love her versions of White Christmas and...
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
The Grinch song.
Yes, yes.
Something like a transgendered punk dominatrix.
Yes.
To open a show with.
Yes, yes, yes.
An arrangement by Ho.
Mm-hmm.
It says Ho.
There are just not enough transgender artists out there. I don't know why.
Well, because then, their career changes.
Why should it?
Business falls off.
Stop. Stop.
You didn't get it on the first one. I figured I had to go a little further.
Oh, God.
Apparently they got him on the wrong meds again.
Hmm. I am taking every medicine known to man for cold symptoms.
I'm glad you clarified that.
I shouldn't be driving. You know, I just, you know, whatever it is, I'm taking it.
At your age,
hey. My age, I shouldn't be driving anyway? What?
Well, David still has his license, so
yeah,
I guess
that's
we'll...
that's true.
Well, we can pick on him. He's not here.
Oh, a couple of things going on here. Southern Comfort Productions presents Cut to the Chase. Open to all performers on Sunday, February the 18th, which is when you get up. Promptly at 7:45 p.m., get that, at the Brazos River Bottom.
Whoa.
Benefiting the Texas Gay Rodeo Association, TGRA Houston Chapter. What? Cut to the Chase.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said Southern Comfort, and I was thinking Southern... Country.
No, Southern Comfort
Productions.
But it does
say Southern Comfort.
Yes, Productions. And if the BRB is not to your liking, you can head out to Miss Tony's Corner Pocket Pageant, Legends of Stage and Screen, which will be held on Sunday, February the 18th at 7 p.m. That's at West Dallas. And for
at Tony's Corner Pocket, I guess.
Yes. I want to say 817 West Dallas. Yes, and all proceeds for the evening will go to the PWA Holiday Charities. Now, later on in the week, Resurrection MCC is having their third annual Fat Tuesday Pancake Dinner Buffet.
And he looks at me after reading that line.
I know. February the 20th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Served in the Activities Building. An opportunity for fellowship and feasting together in joyous celebration before the beginning of the solemn season of Lent on Ash Wednesday. Bring family and friends and enjoy pancakes with toppings, breakfast meats, and other fare provided all for just $5. Tickets for the dinner may be purchased after the 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. Sunday morning services, or at the door that evening. So, pancake dinner buffet. That's interesting.
It works for you, because your breakfast is when you get up, which is
That's
nighttime.
Exactly right. And now here's something really, really interesting, and I was surprised to read it. An evening with Cheryl Swoops. On Tuesday, February the 27th, from 8 until 12, at Chances. Chances!
Well, she did come out, and I don't think her bar ever opened, so...
Well, yeah. Cheryl Swoops has chosen Assisters as the beneficiary. So join Cheryl Swoops and Chances in this first evening of laughter, dance, and song. The kickoff celebration is a preview for talent shows to promote women in comedy, dance, and singing in our great city of Houston. There will be a $5 cover charge. Part of the proceeds will go to Assisters. Dress code will be enforced. Now, I don't know what that exactly means.
Flannel shirt.
But what if, you know, is this kind of like in the men's bars where if the women come with open-toed shoes, they can be turned away, or if their purse is too big?
Because it's a flannel shirt and Birkenstock rule.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because if your purse is too big, they may think that you're a mood-altering salesperson.
You should see the looks I'm getting through the glass here.
It's just that... I know there's not a lot of venues for women.
No.
And I'm surprised that Cheryl Swoops is going to be at Chances. I don't know why.
Well, ask Nancy, because it has her name written all over that.
No, it does.
Well, who
actually, it doesn't. This came from Sol Lara, VP Public Relations for Assisters. Yes.
Well, you know, when they talked, that one line in there just sounded like something Nancy would write.
Well, that may be possible.
Hand it here. I don't remember the line exactly, but women in comedy, dance, and singing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And it's finally here. I've been here, but I haven't mentioned it on the air yet. They are accepting donations, and they are opening their doors to a new resale shop at 1232 Westheimer. Clean out your closet. The doors will be open. Well, they are already open, and the hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 5 on Sunday. This is the new resale shop for AIDS Foundation Houston.
I was waiting for you to cut to the chase.
Yes, 1232 Westheimer at Commonwealth, right? In that strip shopping center at the very end where the men's shop used to be. That went out of business.
Gee, the place that went out of business?
Westheimer and Commonwealth. Anyway, the space formerly occupied by Basic Brothers.
Okay.
And that came from Ken Malone, Associate Executive Director of Legacy Community Health Services. Oops, got that wrong. So it's the resale job for Legacy.
I'm certainly glad our guests know what the hell's going on, because we sure is.
Yeah, me too, because I'm just, I hope they have it all written down, because I'm worthless tonight.
I don't think they...
Stop.
Thank you for the news bulletin on tonight.
Oh, God. What have you got?
Nothing. You didn't hand me any papers.
You usually have something on the computer that
I know what I could pull up here.
Well, just pull it, honey.
I was trying to, but no one's posted those pictures yet, damn it.
Mm.
I spent 3 hours searching every variation of Dan Radcliffe I could.
I'll bet you did. And all you saw were the publicity stills that only show him from the crotch up, huh?
You didn't see last night's photo they had of him.
I guess not.
Full rear nudity.
Oh, well.
He may not have dimples up here, but he's got dimples back there.
How sweet. Thank you, Roy.
Somebody cares about you.
Yes, David's not here, so Roy has made the coffee this evening and brought it to me, just like old times. That's sweet. Because I always have coffee in one hand and a Diet Coke in the other.
Because he's got nothing else for the other hand.
That's right. Damn it.
I guess I deleted them all. I was going to talk about the nominees for Grand Marshal.
Oh, my God. Let me see if I can remember. For female, it's... Judy Reeves, Maria Gonzalez, and... Oh, God. I shouldn't have started this if I can't remember
Barbara
them all.
Barbara Walker!
Yes! Yes, it is Barbara Walker. And for males, Jack Walensky, and two other guys. Well, I was on the committee, but I didn't bring the paper with me.
Good Lord.
There are three male, three female, three organization, and one honorary.
Hell. Well, you should know who the honorary one is.
Garnett Coleman.
Yeah, yes. Running unopposed.
As always, for some reason.
That still shows that. Well, I went to Pride Houston, of course. It was a lovely help.
And they don't have them listed yet either.
It sent me to the Downtown Theater District website for some reason.
Well, wasn't that nice? PrideHouston.org.
That was a joke. They sent me to the downtown.
Oh, he went there.
Somebody get him a transfer ticket because Jimmy's missing the bus.
Well, that's going to be. Why don't you look that up I talk to the After Hours Quickies that we have here tonight?
Yeah, pull it out and run it. You're called a quickie. Uh-huh. Now, the scary part is sitting next to you for the quickie. You can talk. Your mics are on.
I think that you picked the wrong side to sit on, Jimmy.
Why?
You're sitting next to me for the quickie? The lesbian in the room? Hello?
He's getting ready for Lent. He's making a fish sandwich.
Oh. I have to put up with this.
Remember that conversation we had in the parking garage recently?
No. I have...
Parking garage. Is he trying to call himself Deep Throat again?
No. Oh, no.
I'll put it to you this way. He was having a conversation with three lesbians. Terminology came up that was really gross.
Yeah. It was,
they were talking vajayjays again, weren't they?
No.
Oh.
Now I know.
Think higher up.
Now I know what it's like for a woman to be surrounded by several gay men.
Thank you.
And, you know, of course, they just start talking about all that stuff that boys start talking about,
uh-huh.
whether the woman's there or not.
Uh-huh.
And so I got it in spades.
good times.
She relishes that memory.
Absolutely. I like to give you a hard time every chance I get.
Well, this is a...
And Jimmy usually accepts a hard time whenever he can get it.
Oh, boy.
He's on a roll tonight, Jimmy.
This, I know. This is an evening with the royals. And in lieu of their majesties, Ginger Vitus and Orland Culliver, we have the Crown Prince Royale, Crown Princess Royale, Craig and Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to After Hours. Like you've never been here before.
Right.
And it's always fun.
I know.
Always.
You know, if it's anything like last year, I'll be seeing a lot more of you.
I'm thinking yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, though. Ginger and Orland, pretty good.
Yeah, they are. They are. They are.
And they are in Louisiana.
Yes, they are.
New Orleans.
Because Bill McCarthy is doing his step down as King of Armenius.
Correct.
As one of the crews there.
That is correct.
And I wanted to go, but...
But you wanted to be here with us.
Yes,
exactly.
I did.
Exactly.
And I've been poorly all week. Yes.
Yes, we wanted to go too, but we wanted to be here with you, Jimmy.
Oh, that is such bullshit.
But it sounds good.
Suck up to the radio host. Suck up to the radio host.
He has no power. So what's been going on with ICOH, and what are they going to be doing in the future?
Well, first off, tomorrow morning, which I doubt that you'll be at, Jimmy, because you will have just gone to bed. But we have a breakfast every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at Mary's.
Yes.
And it ranges anything from pancakes to biscuits and gravy, sausage, bacon, eggs, scrambled eggs.
It's a little something different every week.
So if you wake up and you just have to have that Bloody Mary at 10 in the morning...
You can go to Mary's.
You can go to Mary's
exactly.
and get one.
And I think it's...
It's $3 a plate or
$5 all you can eat.
All you can eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday, 10 o'clock.
Who's and doing it this week? Do we know?
I'm not sure, but I think Gerald McNeil is doing it.
I think so.
Our grand papier.
Right. He's also vice chair.
He did not go to New Orleans.
He did not go to... Yes, that's correct. Jimmy has a surprise face for those of you that can't see it.
Oh. I am shocked.
Gerald was feeling a little under the weather and was not able to go.
Huh?
Yes. Yes, and of course our own Rose Smith will be behind the bar.
Yes, she will.
Slinging those drinks.
She has established quite a following on Sunday morning.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Definitely.
And she serves some pretty mean drinks.
Yes, I hear. Yes, I've heard.
And then Monday night, we always have movie night with Montana Summers.
Oh, yes. And last week's was fabulous.
Right.
It was The Devil Wears Prada,
mm-hmm.
which I had not seen before.
Right.
So I was just right up there glued to the screen.
And I think they do hot dogs and chips and
popcorn and nachos, and all of the proceeds from the food
mm-hmm.
are actually going to go to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund. That happens every week.
Yeah, they have Frito pie.
Frito pie, okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jimmy's more in the know than we are.
Only because I was there.
That's unusual.
So, although I don't know who's going to be hosting that this week, because Montana is actually currently in the hospital.
Yes, I heard
that. But I'm sure, I have no doubt that it will be taken care of, yes.
Okay.
So, movie night on Monday. That's every Monday, and then, of course, the breakfast every Sunday.
Okay.
And then every Wednesday, we have our jukebox show at
Mary's. Yes, we do.
And it starts at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
This one that's coming this coming Wednesday is also going to be our monthly birthday celebration.
Oh,
for
nice.
All of the...
February birthdays?
All of the February birthdays for all the members of ICOH. We have cake, and the name of the caterer is Big 10 Inches, or...
I don't remember.
Our Majesty, Her Majesty, Gemini Empress Ginger Vitus, has a friend that I think the name of the catering company is Big 10 Inches or something like that.
I don't remember.
And they get these huge cakes that are just absolutely
fabulous.
They're to die for.
Oh, my God. Whoa. They're awesome.
Wow. But
we have a jukebox show every Wednesday night, and it starts at 8:30, and it's open to anyone and everyone that wants to perform. You pick a number on the jukebox, or actually we pick the number on the jukebox, and then you perform.
There's no drag required.
No.
You don't even have to have any talent. They'll grab
Which
you out of the audience.
Yes.
It is fortunate. Yeah,
yes.
They'll grab you out of the audience, bring you up on stage, and have fun. And actually, Jimmy.
Yes.
I believe you're in charge of a jukebox show coming up soon.
Yes.
With your Imperial wife.
The last Wednesday of the month.
Yes.
Judy Reeves and I, who are Imperial Prince and Princess. Get that. we're going to do a queer jukebox show.
Yes.
We are going to be playing music that I play right here on After Hours.
Awesome.
And probably no one in that bar is going to know any of it, although I do have a couple of cover tunes
that
I might bring with me, you know, like a boy singing Son of a Preacher Man.
There you go.
You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of the gender thing.
Cool.
So, but I do have quite a few clever little numbers. Fun numbers.
No doubt.
Yes.
I've seen Jimmy's apartment. I am familiar with his repertoire of music. And
yeah,
the question would be, is there anything you don't have?
What I don't have, J.D. Doyle has from Queer Voices. He is the guru of queer music, of the world.
Okay.
Yeah, he has more than me.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's going to be fun. Y'all are calling it It's a Gay Life?
It's a Gay Life.
Wow.
All queer music.
Awesome.
How fun.
So, and we're not going to be playing Elton John or Melissa. You know, we're going to be playing openly queer artists that you've probably not heard of.
Wow.
Who don't get a voice on radio.
So it'll be a
often.
Nice new experience.
Yes.
Speaking of new, Mary's has a new jukebox. We saw it tonight.
Yeah, we stopped by there tonight. It's this nice digital...
Oh, yes.
Fancy schmancy.
Okay, yes.
Brand new.
Yes. In fact, you are able to download music that isn't even on it from the web.
No kidding.
Yes. Yes. It costs a bit more to do that, but... Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
That's very cool.
Very cool.
Well, and then right after the jukebox show starts the very first day of Louis Weekend.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And ICOH has their... reception at 8 p.m. at EJ's.
Right.
Oh, that's the first night.
The very first night.
Oh, so you can come and register.
Register.
Well, they used to call it early registration, but, you know, they get such a big crowd there now
that
it's just registration.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the first receptions that they're holding.
Probably.
Yes.
But their majesties are working, actually, the registration booth, I think starting at 10
at
or something 10, like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's very possible that... the first night at Louis, or the Louis receptions, the biggest crowd is the most fun crowd. They show up, and it's everybody that hasn't seen everybody in a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And that goes on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then the show of shows is on Sunday.
That's Sunday, Sunday, Sunday at Rich's.
Yes.
And ICOH is number one on the
line
program.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
4 o'clock.
Is it 4 o'clock? No. No, the show
starts at 1. That's right.
Yes.
I'm coming on at 4.
Okay.
I'm bringing up the rear.
Oh, Big Men's Club is last.
I was going to say. Rear that's bringing up.
Oh, it's the Big Men's Club. And
bringing up the rear. I'm sure that you had just a little bit of experience with that.
He's a big one.
Yes, I went there.
We're glad, you know, we don't have to worry about, you know, leaving the stage in any sort of shape, or if those rickety old stairs, if they survive after we're done, the show's over, so.
Jeez. Moving right along.
When we get to the month of March, the 3rd, we have a show open to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
All community performers are welcome.
That's going to be at EJ's at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
EJ's 9 o'clock on the 3rd. And, of course, then we have breakfast on Sunday.
Every Sunday, 9 o'clock.
The Wednesdays in the month of March are our Silver Spoon show.
Right. It's the to give the official title. It's the Silver Loving Spoons Talent Fest Contest. What? Every Wednesday, right. Okay, this is every Wednesday night in March.
Explain this to me.
I will explain this to you. I have all the information here in front of me. Even spoke to one of the people today in charge of it to make sure I had correct information.
Okay.
Here's the deal. One of the proclamations set up at the end of last year from one of the stepping down monarchs was, in essence, setting up a scholarship fund that will be run through Hatch. And it's the scholarship is the... Yeah, that's right. It's the Earthquake Silver Spoon Scholarship Fund.
That's right.
And basically it's awarded to two members of our College of Monarchs, so on and so forth. They're in charge of raising this money. So here's the deal. Every Wednesday in March is going to be a talent show.
Oh.
Okay. Registration will start promptly at 8 p.m. The show will start at 8:30. And when they say talent...
Whatever talent you have, as long as it's legal, it goes. Okay.
Okay.
Underwater basket weaving. If you can sit in an aquarium and weave baskets, go for it.
Knock yourselves out. So we have, I mean, talent, and I think that the terminology is, you know, they will decide if it really is talent or not. But nonetheless, and they have prizes that are going to be awarded every week. The first week is going to be 8 silver teaspoons. The second week is a silver and crystal champagne flutes. The third week is a silver wine bucket. And then the grand prize, and what's going to happen is you come, you compete the first week, and let's say you win. You're going to be invited to come back the final weekend, the final Wednesday in March, which is the 28th, to compete for the final prize. So every week the winner will be invited to come to the end.
Okay.
The winner at the end will receive a Reed and Barton silver tea service that's valued at around $800.
Wow.
And so if you don't win on the first Wednesday, you can come back the next Wednesday and try again.
That's right. Okay.
And even again after that.
Exactly.
Some other talent you may happen to have.
There you go.
That you can do on a stage in public.
Legally.
Exactly.
Legally. Just throwing that damn legal.
Well, you know, okay. So,
I know.
We're 501c3. We got to do things the right way. In addition to this, kind of as just a little booster on top of all this fabulous,
anybody can do this. You don't have to be in Isolation.
That would be correct.
It's
open to the community.
Oh, okay.
Open to the community.
Lovely.
So, in addition to this, what they're also doing is they're going to be selling raffle tickets. The raffle tickets will actually go on sale Louis weekend, and it's $1 per ticket, or $8 for 10 tickets.
Okay.
The final night on March 28th, they will draw the winning ticket, and the winner receives $500.
Whoa. Nice.
$500 cash.
$500 cash. You do not have to be present to win. I confirmed that today.
Okay.
And so starting Louis weekend, you can purchase tickets from any member of our College of Monarchs. And I'll just read off this list of names real briefly.
Okay, please.
That would be Gerald McNeil, Bill McCarthy, Sean Carter, Keith Vivial, Regina Dane, and Mark Cohen.
Yep.
So those are our members. They will have the tickets for sale. And, I mean, gosh, for a dollar you could win, or, you know, even for $8 you buy 10 tickets, you could win $500.
Yeah, that's a deal.
No kidding. I mean, can you lose for a dollar? How does it get better than that?
That's actually,
that is a good deal.
That's, that's even almost better than the talent competition.
Right?
Yeah.
That's okay. gonna be a lot of fun Wednesday in March. It'll be different. It's gonna be exciting, and I think it's gonna open up the community to see who ICOH is and what we do and how that we help people in the community.
That is wonderful, and I hope I can get that information from you so I can be talking about it every Saturday night.
Absolutely,
get people out there.
Definitely,
because I know we've got a lot of talent in this town.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Depending on your definition of talent.
Well.
Right.
Moving right along.
And then ICOH also has a walk team for the AIDS walk this year. So we'll be doing that on the 11th of March.
Right.
And we have a St. Patrick's Day show with Archduchess One, Rose Smith. It's going to be at EJ's at 9 p.m. On Saturday. That'll be a lot of fun. And then... towards the end of the month, we have a Salem, an out-of-town coronation that several of us will be going to, so I'm sure we'll have more information towards the end of the month on what we're going to be doing that last weekend
Okay.
to take place with that. And Did I miss anything?
Yes, you missed a couple things, but that's okay, honey.
This is the reason why they married us.
Yeah, I see.
Yes, we take good care of each other. Okay.
So he's got the big ideas, she takes care of the details.
Okay. Actually, it's usually the opposite way. He's so good
at
doing
taking care of the big things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah, mine are in the drawer. But yeah, we actually have a couple of pretty big shows coming up this month, also in March. March the 4th, as for anybody that doesn't know, I am not only my member of ICOH, I am also the current reigning Ms. Michael's Outpost.
That's right. You certainly are.
Excuse me. So,
and I missed your last show. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
You are who?
You are who?
Ms. Michael's
who?
Outpost.
Who? That's the name of our show.
That's the name of the show.
That's the name of our show. Is You're Who.
Oh, my God.
And it's going to be at 6:30 on the 4th, which is actually the first Sunday in March, which also means that's the Outpost's steak night. And so their steak night runs from 5 to 9, $10. You get steak, baked potatoes,
I know,
salad,
and
all that good stuff.
I've seen that. That's some nice-looking meat in
there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It certainly is.
Moving right along. So we're going to have a show at 6:30 that evening. That will be, and this is actually
6:30?
Going to be 6:30 on a Sunday.
Okay.
This is going to be hosted by myself and Craig, and it is the You Are Who. So we're asking everyone to dig out all those name badges that you have. Not only, maybe, obviously, we're members of ICOH.
It could be your Foley's name badge, or your Dairy Queen name badge, or your
goodness.
Any kind of something you have that is a name badge, wear them all.
The person who has the most will win a prize.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh.
So.
And that's the reason we're saying You Are Who?
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, also, there's a family of Who's out there that in your tagline can have, like, my name is Sarah Scholander, mm-hmm. and I have all these names that go in the end.
Oh,
the end,
right.
It's Who, because basically in the grand scheme of things in the real world, not in this little game we play, I'm absolutely nobody. And so we stand right. And so,
not to me, darling.
No, thank you. Isn't he sweet?
Aww.
Okay.
Moving
right along. So in the Who family, we actually have kind of the, I don't even know what he really is, but Gerald McNeil is kind of able at this point to name who's and what have you. So we have Gerald on board with this.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to be helping us out with that show and try to make it a big
My
success.
My goodness, I'm thinking about all the name badges I've had with ICOH alone.
I know, mm-hmm. exactly.
I had 3 titles last year.
Right. So dig them all out, you know, because, I mean, you don't throw those away. You keep them, right?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Dig them all out. We want to put them on.
Whatever.
Be creative with your presentation. Okay, so that's the 4th of March. Well, then, beyond that, on the 23rd of March, we have the Monarchs are actually hosting, it's a Friday, the Motown Review.
Ooh.
That will be at 8:30 at EJ's, March the 23rd. Motown music only.
Oh, I love it. I'm
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Again,
I am there.
That's open to all community entertainers. And then, finally, another big event that we have. Craig and I are going to be really busy this month. Craig and I are also hosting another show that's going to be at Tony's Corner Pocket
mm-hmm.
on March the 25th at 6 p.m.
What day is that?
It's a Sunday.
Okay.
And that is going to be dueling duets.
Nothing Ooh. But duets.
Nothing but duets. And we're going to have prizes for best costume duets,
mm-hmm.
best overall presentation.
I can feel the pressure on me already.
Funniest. We have several different prizes we're going to be awarding throughout the evening. We're going to have secret judges in the audience.
Mm.
Judges' decisions will be final.
Okay.
Starts at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at Tony's Corner Pocket. And again, all of these events that we've talked about are open to any community entertainer. So any of you out there listening, if you have some partner in crime that you think you can come and just kick all our butts with some duet up on that stage at Tony's, bring it on.
All right.
We're ready.
Right.
And duets doesn't have to be singing duets.
No, absolutely not.
It could be dancing duets. It could be yodeling duets. Sewing duets.
Legal duet.
Legal.
Oh.
Something you can do legally in public
that
duet.
Damn legal thing.
And then, of course, I know we're going to jump one more day in ahead here into April the 1st.
Oh, what's happening there?
April the 1st, and I didn't pull that paper out. Last year, Ginger and I did this kind of on a whim, and we decided to carry it through this year. We are having an April Fool's Day show.
Oh.
It's going to be on the patio at EJ's.
That can be scary.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, April Fool's Day. You know, take it for what it is.
Come and make a fool of yourself.
Have fun. I'm willing to embarrass myself and admit that last year at the April Fool's Day show, I fell off a chair.
Oh.
Was
that part of the act?
No.
Oh.
But it worked for the event,
yeah,
so
okay, hey.
Right.
That's going to be on Sunday, April 1st.
Sunday, April 1st, okay. EJ's Patio.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite a packed month.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Lots going on, good, lots happening.
Good deal. I'll be talking about it every week.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I just love your... She has the best jewelry.
Have a good grandma. She buys me the coolest stuff.
She does.
It would have been much more interesting if you had said, I bought those for you. Oh. As your imperial husband.
Sorry, Greg.
Oops.
Really, he did. The grandma thing was a lie.
That's because you know she's not listening.
I see. Brandy's already in bed.
Yeah. Actually, she's probably not. She's up waiting for me, strumming her fingers, going, where is that girl? She's waiting. Yeah, because she lives with us, you know. So.
Yeah.
Or we live with her, however you want to work that. We live together.
Yes.
So, yeah, she's...
She's wondering what happened to her jewelry box.
Whoa.
Right.
I'm just, you know, you always have the best rings.
Thanks. Thanks. Gotta have the bling. Gotta keep up with the drag queens. Hello.
Yeah, I know. It's really tough
it
for
is.
A real woman in
it
our
is.
Age. Yeah. Okay, you got a piece of music queued up for us, Chris?
Maybe.
Well, I'm hoping that's a maybe yes.
I don't know. I guess for some reason...
Yes.
You know, even though I don't click on the ads, I'm in a training mood tonight. I played, we listened to Hedvig.
Uh-huh.
I had Temptress, and for some reason I pull out RuPaul.
Well, why not?
It's like, you know, I want fish, but I really want steak.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
People love, people so why should it be? You and I should get along, so awfully. People love. should get along. We should get along. We should get along.
I'm gonna let you do it now, of course. Working girl at Wigstock.
to be afraid. There's nothing to worry about, 'cause we got it made. It's just a simple matter of letting me into your love. If you let that feeling come over you, then there's nothing more that you can do. Just let it go. Let it go. If it's love you want, hold out your arms. It's all right here, it's safe and warm. It's okay to feel good, that's the way it should be. Everything we have is fresh and new. I will open myself up to you like a rose, like a is fresh and new. I will open myself up to you like a rose, like a
Well, that was a goof up.
Yeah, because she's not a lesbian.
I should have played the one who's a more known as a drag performer.
But Lucinda Williams certainly gets a lot of airplay here on KPFT.
That's not where I heard it from. Well, no one on the CD on here counts.
Oh.
I guess the closest we have is...
What is that from?
The closest we'd have is Dolly Parton, because so many drag queens aspire to be her. Yeah, that's the phone system, but nothing's blinking.
Oh, it was blinking.
That was from the CD Transamerica.
Ah.
And that was Lucinda Williams, Like a Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I got her confused with someone else and played
it. Okay, well, whatever.
I'll just take that little CD.
Okay. And before that?
Another song.
We had another song.
Yeah. Jane County.
Oh, yes.
Transgendered Rock and Roll.
Uh-huh. Transgendered Rock and Roll.
Before that was Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was kind of in this tranny mood there.
Yeah.
So I picked theirs out, and they sang Natural Woman.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah. A kind of a punkish version.
And before that was People Are People by RuPaul.
Oh. Well, we seem to have been stood up by Christopher for the Black on Black segment.
And during Black History Month.
Yeah, I know. Somebody's got to tell him that his segment's every month, not every other month.
Well, you know. Wasn't that long ago we were saying that about the lesbian segment?
I know.
Then she made it 2 months in a row.
I know.
Praise Jesus.
They can be.
There we go. Mics are on now. Yeah, so far we're still in the search. If someone out there finds the website that has Daniel Radcliffe's pictures, 713-526-5738. The closest I've found has been...
The butt shot?
The butt shot.
And which is very, very cute. He's got a nice ass.
Those dimples there, you know, it's not often you see such... Easy grip handles.
Mm.
What happened to the headphones in here? Somebody like get crazy or something?
This is KPFT. Yeah, they're a little broken in three different places.
They get handled by a couple of hundred
amateur people every week, so they don't last too long.
I'm not like some of the people.
Yes. Well.
Tonight would be a good point.
So now we have a book out from an ex-NBA player, which, you know, is still frustrating because, of course, he's retired, so he feels he can come out of the closet. John Amici.
Quit playing with the damn headphones. All I hear on the microphone that you asked me to turn on is that crackling noise.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
That beach, but I'd enjoy it more. I may not stop. Yeah, I'm trying to get the other...
Oh, that's mine.
Oh. What are you doing? I heard the crackling because he was doing it in the microphone, Jimmy.
I'm trying to get a set of headphones for my own self.
Oh, you didn't bring one back?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Alrighty. Welcome to Amtrak Radio. We've been completely derailed. What the hell is that guy's website? And all those good news stories I used last time. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Now hiring. Hi, if you're an ethnic minority who's also gay, we could use you on this show. Leather, African American, Hispanic, Asian American, we need the different colors of the rainbow. You can contact us at afterhours@kpft.org.
Yes.
Because these old white folk in here just can't cut it.
Oh, hey, just wanted for all of our gay Asian listeners.
No, he doesn't count as Hispanic. He's Roy McCarthy.
Hey.
My God, as an Irish...
Why are you in here using my microphone?
We gave you a microphone in there, Roy.
Oh, you did?
Breathe heavy into that one. Yeah, I can't cut... Yeah, that's a microphone, Roy.
Okay, for all of our gay Asian friends out there, we want to wish them a happy new year. It's the year of the piggies.
The what?
Year of the pig.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that'll make a lot of gay men happy.
We're all about the pork.
So many of them are pigs.
Well, enough of those sights.
Do they squeal?
Oh, yes.
Chris.
What?
You know who that Reverend Hassard was, right? The gay evangelist? I mean, the evangelist
Haggard?
Who turned
Haggard.
Out to be gay?
Haggard.
Haggard, that's
the
it.
Former Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Right. Well, I understand he wrote a book also.
Oh.
Yes, Tuesdays with Maurice and Wednesdays with Charlie and Thursdays with Steve. And
why did we give him a mic?
I don't know.
You know that.
But yes, but he's straight now. Remember?
Oh yeah, right.
He went through a 3-week course and he's now straight.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Can you take that in college?
I don't know. It's just too crazy. Just too crazy. And there are people that'll probably believe that.
So was he unsuccessful? That's why he became straight? He was unsuccessful in the gay lifestyle?
Oh, he's quite successful, actually.
So he overachieved in the gay lifestyle. Now he wants to overachieve in the straight?
I don't know what the hell he's trying to do.
You're talking about me or Reverend Haggard. I'm trying to find this one site for stories to talk about.
It just flabbergasts me when these right-wing evangelical ministers get caught with their pants down, so to speak, how they scramble and try to hoodwink the public to get into their good graces again. I'm sorry. First of all, if you're gay, you're gay. If you're bisexual, you're bisexual. If you're straight, you're straight. That's it.
You need to let everyone know you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, listener sponsored, commercial free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. And soon I won't have to say 89.5 down on the island.
Right.
And always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
That's right.
Finally, I found the stuff here.
It's just, even, you know, the Exodus and the ex-gay movements, they really, when you pin them down, they really can't point to really anybody that has converted. What they will agree to is that, well, we got them to the point where they are celibate, and that's as good as they can get.
That's like saying you're a good driver, but you don't have a car.
Yeah. You know.
Well, it's funny how politicians get all crazy about it, but if you look at it for a standpoint of getting them to celibacy,
mm-hmm.
it's like the priests out there, the priesthood.
Yeah.
It's the church gets in trouble for it, but, I mean, they're like, it happens, you know, and then they go on with life and nobody really cares, but it's like a politician has a problem with it, like, everybody's going to care, it's big deal, now I got to try and change it.
Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. Just crazy. But what I like the trend that I'm seeing now is more and more the military is backing away from the don't ask, don't tell policy. I mean, it's really ridiculous because all of the other major countries in the world have gay and lesbian soldiers.
Yeah, openly gay.
Openly gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever.
Yep. The point, though, is our nation is much younger than their nations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been around longer.
Wrong.
You think so?
I can give you a country that is under 60 years of age that has openly gay military people.
Israel.
Well, it's in a part of the...
they need everybody. They arm everybody.
But it's in a part of the globe where, yes, on that side, it's so commonly normal that it's
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think it's been going on longer on that side of our planet than on our side.
It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Haven't you read the storylines?
Well, not only that, but like in Afghanistan, but you know, our troops are in... They're in camp with NATO, and so it's like not strictly American barracks. I mean, you have all the nations bunking together.
Yes.
And the troops know that there's gay soldiers, and they don't care.
Our troops don't care.
People are not out trying to have whoopee every time they turn around in the shower.
Right.
Or somebody drops the soap or something.
Yeah.
Well, I still have this one page up so I can link off here. We were talking earlier about the nominations for Pride Marshal.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
Female, Maria Gonzalez, Judy Reeves, and Barbara Walker. Male,
yes.
Christopher Garrett.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Fred,
yes.
Walters.
Mm-hmm. Fred Walters from the Houston Buyers Club.
And Jack Valinsky. Organizational is the Houston Black Tie Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
ICOH, Space City Empire.
Yes.
You guys forgot that one completely.
Well, I didn't go into the organizational because I was afraid of... Well, I had screwed up so much in the other two because I couldn't remember everybody.
And Loaf, Lesbians Loaf. Over Age 50.
Yes. And Garnett Coleman.
Yes, as the honorary... Is it going to be like the how for Emperor and Empress, you can put a no vote in?
I don't know.
Well, then again, you never know how these elections are going to be run with, you know. It's
As a former Grand Marshal, I was on the committee to approve nominations. So I knew before anybody else.
But yet you forgot before anyone else.
But yet I forgot, yes. Well, I didn't have it right in front of me.
I gotta find that picture because we're trying to talk a little bit about basketball and.
Yes.
Oh, there was this. There's several videos floating around because you're talking about the gay basketball player.
Yes.
Former basketball player.
And of course,
right. Then everybody talks about the former basketball player Tim Hardaway, who made his little comments.
He's not a former, is he?
Yeah. From what I heard.
Hardaway? No, he's not former.
No, the way they were talking, I thought I heard them say former.
No.
Well, you know, basically he was told, Tim Hardaway, after his comments of, I don't like gays, they shouldn't be allowed in the country, blah, 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 blah. The NBA, at least, was very good. They turned around and said, this is All-Star Weekend, we don't want you in town.
Mm-hmm.
Told him where to go.
Yes.
And, where is it? Let's see.
They really didn't have a choice. He had been so adamant. What?
I'm not sure which one is Tim Hardaway, but the I'm watching the video on Queer Click, but it's a take from YouTube, and it's Tim Hardaway naked in the locker room. The caption says, seeing that he hates queers and he's afraid we'd see him naked, we thought we'd share this with the family. There are apparently four parts that are floating around on news groups. Now, like I said, I'm not sure if this gentleman here is Tim Hardaway or if it's the guy sitting next to him who is watching the other naked men in the locker room. But for someone who is so opposed to queers, here he is lotioning up. And in a moment,
he's rubbing lotion on his penis.
No, his hands are up too high.
Oh.
He's just rubbing in his hand, but now he's going to make sure his legs. And then, of course, turns the butt to the camera so he can lotion up his butt. So if that one character is Tim Hardaway, it's a pretty successful porn movie I think we just saw here he's in.
Yeah, why does he need to lotion up his butt?
Well, Christopher would probably be able to help explain it better. Something about skin. But, so, you know, here's Tim Hardaway, who's naked in front of a camera,
mm-hmm.
next to another guy who's completely clothed, who's watching him lotion up his ass. And then as he leans his head over, getting close, leans forward into the lap of another person, so...
Oh, my.
Tim Hardaway. I'll find out the reasons to go
to
this
website.
He's
such a kidder.
Ah, yes. But,
now, he's opposed to gay people?
Yes.
He said... it says, former NBA player Tim Hardaway. Let's see if they got his... Reacting to NBA stars John Amechi... Uh-huh. Coming out of the closet, former NBA Miami Heat player Tim Hardaway told a sports radio host today that he unequivocally hates gay people. This is what he said. Okay, let's see. They shouldn't be in the world. Hardaway made the comments on an interview on some Clear Channel station when asked about how he would deal with someone like Amici on his team. Quote, first of all, I wouldn't want him on my team. Second of all, if he was on my team, I would really distance myself from him because I don't think that's right, and I don't think he should be in the locker room while we're in the locker room. After Lebatard, the host of the show, pointed out that the former point guard was being flatly homophobic, Hardaway continued, well, you know, I hate gay people. I let it be known. I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people. Yeah, I'm homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world or in the United States. So, yeah, I don't like it.
Wow, is he from Nigeria or what?
No, he's...
Is he a Christian?
I'm sure he claims to be.
If he claims to be, I need to go outside into my car, grab my Bible, and hit him with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's like, I'm sorry, but all the New Testament talks about is no judging. That's all it talks about.
That's right.
And he apologized. Yes, I regret it. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said I hate gay people or anything like that. That was my mistake.
That is such a weak apology.
That's not an apology, actually.
He's sorry he made the comments in front of a microphone. He isn't sorry about what he said.
No, no.
You know what?
If he was so sorry, I don't think he would have said it.
Okay. Well,
he's not sorry.
Exactly.
He's not.
No,
he made an apology of the context, not the actual comments.
Mm-hmm.
I know a thing or two about apologizing for making comments about context, not comments.
Yes, dear.
Okay, Hardaway.
That is a closed door.
Yeah, I think that case is over with, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And I won. Let's stay in the sports theme here. The Canadian film Breakfast with Scott. not anything to do with that lame-ass joke Roy tried to tell. Based on the 1999 novel by Michael Downing, which tells the story of a gay couple, mm-hmm. a former Toronto Maple Leaf hockey player, and the team's lawyer, who become guardians of an 11-year-old boy. The film marks the first time the NHL has approved the use of its uniforms and logos in a gay-themed movie.
I know. I read that, and I was shocked. But it's Canada.
Yeah. Without seeing the film of a Christian activist ex-gay, called the film degrading and condemned the NHL for promoting homosexualization of small children.
Oh, brother.
He added, the National Hockey League is now becoming a willing partner with the fringe elements of the radicalized homosexual agenda and for their ultimate goal of worldwide sexual anarchy.
What?
What?
Canada. His dismay is shared by Brian Ruffsfeld, co-founder and executive director of the Canada Family Action Coalition.
Oh, well.
Ruffsfeld said the Maple Leafs were underwriting homosexuality by permitting the use and name of their logo. It's another attempt by certain individuals to normalize homosexual behavior, and they assume the Maple Leafs will help the cause.
What a load of crap.
Yeah, I don't know much about hockey, but I don't think anything with the Maple Leafs name on it is really going to help. So, that was an interesting little thing there.
Yes, it was.
Let's see. People coming out this week as being heterosexual.
Oh.
That's right. Kenny Chesney.
Oh, yes, he's not gay.
He's not gay, and he told that to Anderson Cooper.
Of all people, the big queen of CNN News.
On 60 Minutes, on Sunday.
Sunday.
Country star Kenny Chesney talks to Anderson Cooper for the first time about his divorce to Renee Zellweger, who filed for an annulment, mm-hmm. not divorce.
No.
She wants to get it completely erased off the books. You know, one of those.
Well, they were only married a few weeks.
Well, I thought they were longer. But she's listing the reason for the annulment as fraud.
Yeah, now what's that supposed to mean?
Well, everyone was thinking that, you know, the fraud that was committed by me was thinking I knew what it was like, that I understood what it was like to be married to a woman. And I really didn't.
Oh.
So they put fraud because, you know, it's a generic term and just say that, you know, he...
And so people are latching onto that and thinking that it meant that he couldn't screw her?
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe she was doing something that wasn't exciting him.
It was the vajayjay. The vajayjay scares.
It was bigger than he thought?
Oh. Well, you know, that echo just kind of scared him.
Stop.
Let's see.
Well, so far as I know, there hasn't been any major country western stars coming out as being gay.
No, but there are plenty.
There's one woman that country western woman that I know who came out as a lesbian, Katie Lang.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
but there have been quite a few country and western stars that are friends of gays, friendly to the gay community.
Okay,
quite a few. Clint Black is one. Garth Brooks is a big, big supporter. His sister is a lesbian, for one thing. But he wrote a song about, you know, discrimination against gay people, among other discriminations.
Also coming out as heterosexual this week.
Yes, who?
J.C. Chazay.
Who?
He's one of the boy band. Was he from NSYNC? Has issued a Neil Patrice-like statement following reports that Chazay tried to arrange a date with a male stranger at a New York Fashion Week event. So JC seemed very interested in meeting a particularly handsome young gentleman during Fashion Week, of course. The poor bastard had to pick a guy who was a friend with a Gosling columnist. So, Chazay's rep says he does not recall the conversation taking place, and if it did, it would just be to hang out in a group, because he's a cool guy, not like a setup.
Oh, give me a break.
Close. They say that. Snickers bar, anyone?
You're in a boy band, which means you're out of work right now.
Yeah, because puberty has set in.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's from NSYNC.
And so nobody cares about you anymore.
So he was hanging around Lance Bass. Let's continue. We can continue in the music theme here. David Hasselhoff debuts in Las Vegas in drag.
Why?
Oh, God, that is scary. It's
What's he playing?
Vegas production of The Producers.
And he's in drag?
He is doing full drag as the cross-dressing director, Roger Debris.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a Debris. Oh, God.
Poor David.
That's scary.
I hope they don't make him run down the beach in that.
Yeah, really.
Well, I always wonder, watching the opening credits of Baywatch,
yes.
I always wondered who jiggled more. Was it him or Pamela Anderson?
Ooh.
I wonder.
The difference is his were real.
Oh.
I wonder if they ever had anybody trip and fall while they were trying to make that scene.
Really?
That's.
Or have a wardrobe malfunction.
This is an interesting story, because I've seen plenty of video that talk about this in the past there.
What?
In Russia, the fork roads you, the road forks you. No. That was a lame attempt at the alcohol.
Yes, yeah, it was terrible.
Russian soldiers are forced into male prostitution by their superiors.
What?
They have in Russia, you're required military service.
Yeah.
On there. Many avoid it because there's a lot of abuse. But what they're coming to now is because, you don't get paid well, if any, at the Russian military. And also, so a lot of them you will see in, go to the adult bookstore or go over to Hollywood and you'll see videos of all these Russian guys, and a lot of them are Russian soldiers who are making J.O. and sucky films to get a couple hundred dollars.
Oh, okay.
Well, apparently some of the older or the superior officers are making the privates, are pimping out the privates, so to speak.
The privates of the privates.
They're pimping out their privates?
Yeah. So it's the situation where it's just coming out of the conscripts.
Wow.
What they're called being forced into prostitution, and then they have to give all the money to their superiors, and that's how they're getting money, their salary out of that. CNN has been covering it. Because they had some pictures in there from...
Oh?
Yeah, none of the good video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, that's going to wind up having a very vicious backlash eventually.
But it's, all Russian male between the ages of 18 and 27 are required by law to serve in the military.
Well, a lot of countries are like that.
Yeah.
Switzerland is like that. Israel is like that.
So it's an interesting little thing. Like I said, you've seen the videos.
Mm.
Speaking of seeing videos of prisoners and
does that make their crime rate go down?
What?
The making all the men of that age attend some type of disciplinary.
I don't know.
No, it's just part of
it's rites of passage. I don't know. It's
like we're saying Israel. They require 2 years of military service
for all males.
You know, my one friend never talked about him being in the army though. Gonna have to start speaking to him again. And of course, Britney Spears shaved her head.
Oh, how sweet!
So apparently, she's changed her role model from Madonna to Sinead O'Connor.
I see.
And everyone's talking about that.
Why did she do that?
And why did she do it in public?
Did she do it for money or for charity or?
No, she was in a tattoo parlor. She decided that while she was waiting to get the tattoos put on her wrists,
she was going to have her head shaved.
She decided to not get her head shaved. She shaved it herself.
Boy, she is on some bad drugs these days.
Yeah, there are some rumors that she's about ready to her role model actually, instead of Madonna, will be Anna Nicole.
Ooh,
at the rate she's going.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or, you know, it could have just been she decided, you know, it was late at night and
what the hell?
She wanted to make the valance match the curtains.
Ooh.
Well, those other pictures were floating around.
She shaves that too, huh?
I didn't see those. Thankfully, I was not sent those. Well, they said handlebar mustache. It's not a handlebar.
No.
Michael Phelps is growing facial hair.
Who?
Olympic swimmer.
Oh.
Who got busted for DUI.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't show us his trunks, though.
Bastards.
Let's see.
How mean.
You
want
to grab some music? We'll figure something out
okay.
there. We'll figure something out here. Let's see. There's the Britney story. Some people are trying to talk about, you heard the two skeletons that were found in a loving embrace near Verona. They were locked in an eternal embrace. It was an emotional discovery. The head archaeologist told the Associated Press, since they're skeletons, they haven't determined yet whether or not it was male-female or male-male or could be. All they know is they were young, based off of their teeth. Oh, here's the amateur video picture. See?
Okay.
I don't know what all they're doing in that picture, but...
No.
But speaking of amateur video of military settings, you need to check out HBO, because they're going to do a special on, I think it's called, like, The Ghost of Abu Ghraib.
Oh, really?
And from what I've seen of the previews, that naughty little pixelation isn't in the pictures.
Ooh.
So, for those of you who saw the original pictures and thought, why, they edited a Chichi LaRue video? Yeah. Well, apparently you get to see the full LaRue. What should I play?
Is gun oil involved?
Huh? Oh, gun oil. Oh, let's see. Which one of these ones should I play?
Anyone.
I know. Oh, let's play the bilingual one since this is our ethnic show.
Okay.
This is Jim Veraros. Jacob Heimerschmidt. Oh, Jim Veraros. And we're going to play You're Getting Crazy, Estás Enloqueciendo, or something along those lines. This is After Hours. And this is what happens when the host doesn't show. It's music time.
Shake your body well. I played with dolls. clean slate, and I don't give a if you are gay or straight. Music of the people, that's what I'm told. Been driven by the music since 5 years old. This hand I'm dealt in the no limit hold'em. On the day of my birth, yo, I knew I was the chosen one to educate these misdirected minds, brainwashed by the church and the law at the same time. I grew up a Midwest Catholic boy. By age 18, I was done with that noise and all the pollution they were feeding my head. I knew when I was a kid that I already liked men, but I went through that and had to bite my lip. Wanna hear the boy say, yo, he looks like a faggot. Man, you gotta tell me what's a faggot supposed to look like or sound like. You want me sucking when I'm on the mic?
Revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
We came to take the power from the people who have it. Big nuggets in the house, weigh it up in the bag. Give it to the kids at your local college. We came to spread the love and we came to bring knowledge to anyone that don't believe what we do is real or what we do is wrong, cause we're proud that we're queer. I got something to say and I'm not holding back, making the foundation for gay hip-hop on the map. You better listen up to the things that we're doing. We're doing big things cause we're steady moving units. I'm vibing off my bands while I'm writing lyrics to this. The new breed of hip-hop we make for the people who only want love and for us to be equal. This is the first chapter, yo, wait for the sequel. I have a big mouth, you know I'm gonna use it. Whoever thought a faggot with a mic would be a nuisance.
Revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
You wanna talk about rights? Well, it's really confusing. The same people making laws are the ones who abuse it. The positions they're in for the money and the wealth, while the gay rights agenda just sits on the shelf like it don't mean. And you wonder why we're pissed. And every time we rise up, you wish that we were this. This is the revolution that's been building for years, collecting due interest on our blood, sweat, and tears. You ain't gonna stop this cause it's way too late. Too many people out there who still feel ashamed that they are gay, so they hide it and deny it, hating themselves for the simple fact they tried it. But in this revolution, there's no giving up. We only want peace and we only want love. You better get used to this cause we ain't going nowhere. Man, I get off when all you homophobes stop and stare.
Revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love, revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
That was Big Nug, B-I-G-G-N-U-G-G, with La Revolution. Before that, let's see, we had Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing, Keith Cahoon with Doll, and Jim Vararose with You're Getting Crazy. Big Nug is part of the Homo Revolution Tour 2007. And he will be here in Houston, Texas.
I love that song. I have to go see him.
On Good Friday, he will be here, which is April the 6th, at Club Dignity Bar and Grill. That's 127 Scott Street, Houston. It's 9 p.m. The show is 18 and up. Which is good. The lineup scheduled for the event is Dead Lee, Johnny Dangerous, who you hear here on After Hours, De La Cruz, Tori Fix, which you also hear, Q-Boy, Melange Lavon, Ms. Fontaine, Big Nug, which you just heard, JFP, and Fox Giselle. And I'm going to try and get some of the other artists that we don't get to play and see if we can get some more information about them with them coming up here to Houston in April.
That's right. That's right.
Homo Revolution Tour.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to their website, homorevolution.com, and get information, find a little bit more about the artists and links to their websites.
Cool.
Let's see. Deadly. That's D-E-A-D-L-E-E. His on here is Cholo, Roughneck, Explicit, Fearless, Blaxian, Gangsta, Homo Thug, Grimy, Confrontational, Groundbreaking, Aggressive, Fiery, Vigilant, Sexy, Sensitive, The Queer Bastard Child of DMX and Little Kim.
Oh my.
Rapper, Poet, Performance Artist, and Actor. All of these are words and phrases that have been used to describe the artist who for several years has been performing as Dead Lee. Then Johnny Dangerous,
mm-hmm.
who we've played. Tori Fix.
We've played.
Melaine Lavon, calling herself a homophobic's biggest threat. Q-Boy,
uh-huh.
he is single-handedly become one of the leading faces emerging in the new wave of urban music, the next evolution of hip-hop. UK-based half-Spanish, half-English artist. Ms. Fontaine, originally from South Africa. Ms., it's M-Z.
Yes.
Compositions are bring a fusion of strong Caribbean bass lines and American hip-hop soul and British neo-soul.
Mm. That sounds interesting.
And B-Nug, who, like I say, we just played there, and I've got his other song at home there.
Where is this going to take place?
This is April the 6th, Good Friday,
mm-hmm.
here in Houston. JFP, Julie F. Potter, a fierce spiritual revolutionary MC. So it's male, female... all kind of hip-hop with a nice...
So Good Friday, but what is there a location?
Yeah, I already gave it. But it's at Club Dignity Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
127 Scott Street. For those of you listening on the internet who are out further, the day before, Thursday, on the 5th, they'll be in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, they will be in Austin. And if I'm reading it right, Easter Sunday, they'll be in Dallas.
Wow.
They are playing at the Brick in Dallas.
Oh, that's a gay bar.
Yeah, it looks like they're playing in, you know, in San Antonio, they're playing at the Saint.
Yeah.
El Paso, they're playing at Fat Mary's Martini Bar and Grill.
Oh, goodness.
they're
going to El
That's
Paso.
That's got to be a gay bar.
Going to El Paso?
Yep. The tour kicked off on February 11th in Long Beach, California. And end of March, they're going to be in San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Albuquerque, El Paso, San Antonio, Houston, Austin, and then Dallas is the ending of the tour.
Wow. Hmm.
So, as soon as, and if it works out well and they get enough funding, they're looking at touring more.
Well.
But they're hitting the Southwest. Some of their sponsors are some local people here. Red Magazine.
No good.
Twit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not exactly local.
Yeah, well, neither Blade anymore. Gaio.
Oh, yes.
Gay, Lesbian, Latin organization is also one of their sponsors. And Unity in the Community, Houston.
Unity never in heard the of Community.
That
yeah, I never heard of them. Let's see. Copy. And let's put that up here.
What are you doing?
Searching about them.
Oh.
Never heard of the group. Doesn't help any. Unity Community Church, Unity Bank... All right, if you're with Unity in the Community, call us. Let us know.
Yes.
Send us an email. Or, you know, if you've got that Daniel Radcliffe picture we've been talking about.
Yes.
Afterhours at kpft.org.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, check out the Homo Revolution. We'll get some more of the music down on these artists.
Okay.
But, and there are other ones at other locations. There's Sose is playing at the beginning of the tour. He is not coming to Texas.
Oh.
Which we've played So Say here.
Yes, we have.
Where else are you going to find a gay, white, Jewish rapper?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if he's white. I think he is. I have to go to his MySpace account and find out.
I don't know.
That's the weird thing about the internet now, is the way you find these, you can find all these artists out there. I mean, MySpace is great for that. Like I said, the twisted part is I found out about this Homo Revolution tour through Big Nug, looking at his personal ad.
Oh.
I showed you the picture.
Yes, you did.
Isn't he like a bear or something?
He's bearish.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it was the twisted thing of going through the video section, and there was his music video. I still haven't watched it. I hate to say that, but... what are we going to do, people? Once again, remember, we here at After Hours, we're hiring.
Yes, we are.
We're looking for the other colors in the rainbow. African American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern. Anyone who's willing to show up and talk.
Once a month.
That's how I got here.
That's right. You showed up.
I showed up. Left my sandwich on the front door because Big Roy was in the house.
And you knew better. You had to bring it in.
Oh, was I supposed to leave that alone? That's why you couldn't find it afterwards.
Was it good?
If anyone out there knows how long I've been at this, call me up, too, because I don't have a clue.
Well, Chris, I do know that if we're hiring, and they're going to get double what we get.
Yeah. It's all for free. It's all for fun.
And speaking of that, I want to again thank the folks who contributed to our membership drive the past few weeks. There weren't that many to thank, but I wanted to thank them.
No, just usual suspects.
Actually, a friend of mine said that she was going to set her alarm to wake up so that she could call in last week with a pledge. But she didn't wake up. So she,
hopefully, eventually, she did wake up.
Yes, she did. So when she did wake up, it was morning, and she went to the website, and she pledged some money on the website in the name of After Hours.
Oh, lovely. So goody, we got some credit.
Yeah.
There's some other... Let's see. Don't need... Check my email. There was a couple other stories that I thought were... Interesting. Oh, yes, there is. Our good friend, the Reverend Fred Phelps, has found another person to go after.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Who's he going after now?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, my God.
Are
you going after Jim Carrey?
No. Larry the Cable Guy.
Get her done.
The guy who says that.
Apparently, God hates get her done.
I don't get it
here. You know, this is the same person who made the comment about that, you know, Mr. Rogers is burning in hell.
Why would Mr. Rogers be burning in hell?
What's wrong with Larry the Cable Guy?
Well, Larry the Cable Guy, see, here is the official news release.
This ought to be good.
From Westboro Baptist Church.
Now, Larry the Cable Guy is like a redneck.
He's part
comedian.
Of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Yes.
He's the one who made that awful movie last year.
Oh.
Larry the Cable Guy, Food Inspector. But here it is from Westboro Baptist Church. Westboro Baptist Church to picket Larry the Cable Guy, the pro-gay.
What?
Filthy talking, hell-bound, blasphemous son of a backslidden preacher at 7:15 Friday, February 16th at Kemper Arena, Kansas City, Missouri. In religious protest and warning, God is not mocked, Galatians 6:7. God hates fags and fag enablers. Ergo, God hates Larry the Cable Guy for using his prominence, media access, and celebrity influence to promote the satanic cause of all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
What?
I don't know. Something about Romans 1:18. Oh, thereby God. Encouraging sodomy in all manner and immorality and soul-damning conduct. According to the website Good Is You, G-A-Y, what this does make a bit of sense, actually, because Satan would be a literal redneck. But this protest is still completely absurd on Westboro's part, because everyone knows the Prince of Darkness is much more of a Jeff Foxworthy fan.
If your nipples get hard in the middle of the desert, then you might be a Beelzebub.
Now, I want to know, what did Fred Rogers do to be going into hell?
He's exactly. A Presbyterian minister, and Presbyterians allow gay ministers.
Oh my
ergo,
goodness.
And therefore, he's a fag enabler.
So, what did Larry the Cable Guy ever do?
I haven't found out yet. I guess it's dressing like a lesbian.
Flannel shirt,
cut off sleeves, baseball cap,
gotcha.
Blue jeans.
Okay.
Where's the Lesbians Are Us catalog? Yeah.
But. And what does he got to say about Wesley Snipes and what's his name who did Tu Wong Fu?
Yeah. But I like this website. It's the link off of it there. Of this. It's called Good As You, G-A-Y. So
uh-huh.
And they've got a set of T-shirts here. They've got one set of shirts that they kind of stole somebody's logo and changed it a little bit. Calling it Focus on the Equality.
Ooh.
And it's, if you've seen the Focus on the Family logo, it's got that old fashioned ice cream parlor sign looking thing. So they've got this Focus on the Equality, and they've got, and it has a picture of a family in this little circle. But in here they've got two grooms and two brides. So that's, they got some cute little things on here. Let's see. If it's a choice, then my zygotic self had strong opinions about boobies.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one that's for. It does have women's shirts and men's shirts there. Some shirts say, I heart a dude, and I heart a lady.
Okay.
Buttons that say queer, liberal, sick of the bull. And then ones that are, you know, queer, conservative, and sick of the bull. And a package of cards that say don't be a mofo. Oh, I caught it now. I didn't catch this earlier.
What?
Don't be a mofo. And they misspelled foe. But it's apostrophe M-O.
A mo.
Homo, mo, and foe. F-O-E, meaning enemy.
Yeah.
Oh. A mofo.
A mofo.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's way too early in the morning to be figuring this out.
Yeah, it sure is. Sure is.
Oh, Lord. Chris, where do you come up with this stuff?
This, actually, I got that story off of the Gay News Yahoo group. Who puts out all these different news stories, and a lot of them are, you know, British stuff that comes out of there, on there. We never talked about the Snickers ad.
What's the Snickers ad?
Snickers ad at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see any of the
everybody
Super Bowl
commercials.
I've gotten to see that.
I totally
one.
Missed it.
Basically, you've got these two mechanics. They're working on a car, and one guy gets hungry, so he pulls out a Snickers bar, puts it in his mouth, and he's chewing on the other guy.
Starts chewing on the other end.
Chewing on the other end, and the little lady and the tramp, they get in the middle, and they decide, do something manly. And so
they actually kiss.
Oh, they do. End up kissing.
Yes.
Then they're supposed to do something manly. It's supposed to be eventually there'd be three commercials, and you're supposed to pick the ending that you preferred.
Uh-huh.
Only the one aired, and it was the one guy opens up his coveralls, reaches in, grabs a handful of hair.
And pulls it out.
Okay, now, first of all, if you're eating a candy bar, and if your hands are going to be greasy, why the hell did you take the wrapper off completely?
Well, that's true.
Second of all, you can't blame the second mechanic because if you're waving that thing, if you're waving 6 inches in front of him,
he's
nougat filled, he's going to go for it.
He's going to wrap his lips around that sucker.
And if you think ripping off chest hair is a way to show that you're manly and not gay, I'll show you a salon in the Montrose that does waxing.
Yes.
I don't know. Not that far from here. I don't see ripping off chest hair as being manly.
Is enduring the pain of it.
And the controversy that thing has thrown up is way beyond belief.
Well, you know, it's because GLAAD jumped on it and screamed and carried on when there was no need for it.
Well, mm-hmm. Some of the other ones were... I think one of the other ones featured a third mechanic coming in asking for a dance.
Oh.
So it was going to get worse, I believe.
Oh.
But still, you know. Here's a... trying to figure where this... A magazine called Venus Magazine.
Yes.
Which for 13 years targeted black, gay, and lesbian community.
Really?
Has now become a voice for the ex-gay movement.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Its publisher, Charlene Cothran, recently announced that she has been redeemed and is no longer a lesbian. And is changing the...
Oh, my goodness.
And is changing the mission and direction of the magazine. On the website, she writes, as the publisher of a 13-year-old periodical that targets black gays and lesbians, I've had the opportunity to publicly address thousands, influencing closeted people to come out and stand up for themselves, which is particularly difficult in the African-American community.
Very.
But now I must come out of the closet again. I have recently experienced the power of change that came over me once I completely surrendered to the teachings of Jesus Christ. As I believe in the Word of God, I fully accept, and I've always known that same-sex relationships are not what God intended for us. According to Cathron, a phone call from a local pastor about an article that appeared in another publication owned by Cathron, the Kitchen Table News, steered the struggling publisher to this new direction.
Oh, brother.
But that change, she said, began around 2004 in a visit to Chicago for the Windy City Black Pride.
No, she's going to lose her ass then.
Yeah, I don't understand how that changes like that. Because I know several African-American people like me who are homosexual and still believe in Christ.
Of course.
And, you know, and
because he didn't say anything about homosexuality.
He didn't. If you actually sit down and go through the Bible and like do it word for word and everything, he didn't say it.
No.
The only person in the... And I've said this before, I'll say it forever. The only person in the New Testament that talks about homosexuality is Paul.
Yep.
And he never met Jesus. He came along when he saw the help wanted sign that was strung around Judas's neck.
Ooh.
I'm serious. He was walking along. His name was Saul. He saw a vision. He said it was Jesus. He said, hey, you got an opening in the group? Yeah, sure. Come along.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Need a little soda.
Gotcha.
Like when I came out to my sister.
Yeah.
The first thing she did was she sent me an email back saying, well, you should look at these verses and these verses. And specifically, she pointed at the story of the town of Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I sent her one back saying, well, it doesn't exactly say this and it doesn't exactly say that. And, like, you know, no matter how much you talk to me, I'm not going to change my mind about it because this is who I am.
Yeah, it's not a matter of changing your mind. I mean, that's because it's you.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, I'm going to get a bunch of people together. We're starting a little group called Leviticus Continued. And we are going out, and we're going to make the news because we are going to be protesting at Red Lobster and Walmart Hancock Fabrics and Macy's, and we're going to be going after every one of the other parts of Leviticus that no one ever talks about.
Right.
No shellfish.
God hates shrimp.
That's right.
And we'll find out where certain women are. And every 28 days, we'll be your second visitor, making sure you're not screwing around, because that's a no-no, too.
That's right. Get thee to the menstrual hut.
A British gay rapper. Oh, it's Q-Boy. We already talked about him.
Yeah.
Got a picture of him? Apparently, he made the pink news about him coming to the States to do...
Oh.
That's another little... queer news group.
Yes.
Now back to the shaving accent. He's got this notch cut in his eyebrow.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude.
Yes.
Right here on good old Pacifica Station, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston. And always on the World Wide Web at dubcubed.kpft.org.
I like that dubcube.
Yeah.
Let me check over this other email address real quick. See if anybody sent us the Daniel pictures.
You're going to check the
after hours.
After site to see if anybody actually sent any?
Something about Factory Girl. And something for an answer. No one sent us any pictures.
Aww.
If you're out there. All right. Let's see what they say over in England.
Have you checked the Daily Rotten yet?
Oh, that's right there. I can't believe I hadn't checked the Daily Rotten because I think there was some stuff up there. Rotten.com. The world's greatest news gathering source. Sad to say. Here we go. Here's a cute one. For all you people out there that talk about us fags being predators. I mean, you see us on Dateline. You'll see us on Dateline on Tuesday because it's the newest episode of To Catch a Predator. For those of you who think it's just us dirty old men.
And we are.
I'm sitting here asking for pictures of Daniel Radcliffe. He's 17. He's legal. From Portland, Oregon, I give you the latest pervert. An 84-year-old woman accused of the attempted rape of an 11-year-old boy.
Oh, my God. Man. No way.
In her foster care, has pleaded guilty to a lesser charge after confessing to having sex with the child.
That's really young.
Yeah, but I don't know if an 84-year-old woman could actually have sex.
Why not?
She's seven and a half times older than her victim. I saw some of it on the news they were talking about there. In her confession, she was blaming the kid. You know, the hugs were getting a little longer. I think he was just trying to make sure he still had a pulse. She will have to register.
Oh, come on, Chris.
For her, CPR was foreplay.
That's mean.
I could, that could work. You know, pump the chest. she'll have to... Okay, now I'm really going to cross the line. Can I cross the line, Jimmy?
Cross the line. Cross the...
Oh, with Lord. Him being 11 and she being 84, they both had dry orgasms.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Put something in the machine.
She's going to serve 36 months in prison.
You know, she could have claimed Alzheimer's or something like that.
She's being that old,
I would have tried that.
Yeah, 36 years, so it's a life sentence. And she must register as a sex offender. And she's got to pay him 12... Hey, not bad. You know, the kid did it for $12,500.
That's a pretty...
She'll be the oldest female inmate in Oregon. Ray Hill's already working on getting her out.
Ouch.
She's not the oldest one. There's a 93-year-old male inmate in Oregon.
For what?
It doesn't say, but, you know.
Mm.
I love the comments here. Yuck, you. I know what we need. Get Wilson Phillips. Grandma, tell me about the good old days.
Wilson Phillips?
Yeah, I know. They're not gay, but, you know, get the joke, Grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you give me a song to play?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Then I'll have to find something else to talk about.
Okay, Cup 65.
Oh, what's the older hanky color?
Red or yellow.
Yeah. You're always red or yellow.
I know. Those are my favorite colors. Those are my favorite cuts from that CD. Let me clarify that.
Sure, I'm going to play. He knows what song I would play. As I was actually discussing about finding that color hanky here.
Well, go play whatever you want to play then.
Oops, that's orange. I don't want to play orange. Oh, here. Knowing Cub 65 and seeing his videos on his personal ad, we'll play yellow for him.
Okay.
I think about a pool tournament too, because that's his other videos. From the CD Hanky Panky, Cub 65. We'll be right back with more of the news that you're not going to believe. I come up.
Oh, what? Guys, Chris's face lit up.
Play the song.
Yeah.
Chris's face has just lit up like a light bulb.
Because someone who I've always considered a personal hero, there's no thing about him on this day in history.
Oh.
But we'll have to wait till later.
Oh.
Sometimes I feel discouraged when I cannot get it up. I'm tired and I'm weak, and I feel I've lost my spunk. That's when I look to the heavens and I get down on my knees, and with faith and hope I pray. That there's a porn star shining down on me. For the resurrection, there's such sweet salvation in the revelation of the porn star shining down on me. Oh, there's a porn star shining, there's a porn star shining, there's a porn star shining down.
If you're coming to me, you need nerves of steel. cutting corners on two wheels.
Texan.
Yeah, that's a little preview for Go Texan.
My, let's see.
Is that rodeo time already?
It's coming up.
It's the time where you'll see people wearing chaps in other parts of the city besides just the Montrose.
Yes,
it's been
years
since I've been to the rodeo.
Oh, that last song was
Mi Vida Loca, sung by an Armenian.
That sounds about as weird as what was going on back here.
That was Jeff Stryker.
Yes.
Singing My Vida Loca. I said that because I felt after my last comments, you know, I needed some salvation. So.
Oh, I see. And before that.
Was the reason for the, was the salvation I was playing with.
I see.
There's a porn star shining down on me.
Yes.
So we had Super 8 cum shot.
So we had to play porn star after that, yes.
Yeah, and then before that was Cub 65 with Yellow.
Yes.
What's the full title of that?
Yellow.
Yellow, Wet Dudes Ultra Wet Edit.
Mm. Yellow?
Yellow. It's on the CD Hanky Panky.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So follow the hanky code for Yellow.
I heard a rumor that even though that is the only CD I have by him, that he's got 10 others out.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't either.
Well we've heard
it now. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we know now.
I was really surprised. I had no idea.
Oh, you thought you were special.
No.
Hey, he doesn't put his music to his... That's what he needs to do. He needs to coordinate his music to his videos.
Oh.
Well, I don't think he's performing in videos anymore, is he?
Oh,
I think he's direct. He's on the other side of the camera.
No. Who are you talking
about? Not Jeff.
About?
We're talking about Cub 65.
Oh.
Oh.
No, Jeff is too busy pissing off his neighbors.
What?
I have no idea who you guys are.
He's got Jeff Stryker. He's in a fight with his neighbors.
Oh.
Really nasty, ugly looking website he has about them.
Oh.
I don't know. They don't like him. Found that out back when I found out that he has a son.
Yeah.
When I sent out the thing on
Father's Day about his son getting beat up outside of his high school a couple years ago.
No.
Yeah. His son was beat up. So here's his newscast interviewing the son who's in the hospital, and they interview the father. But they use his real name,
Charles
Payton.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there kind of like, yes. And it's like, he didn't get beat up because his father, you know, likes to plow men. But he just got beat up because he was Armenian in a Mexican school.
Oh, I see.
It was a racial attack. Okay, yeah, so now the remaining thing I was saying there. On this day in history.
Yes.
February 18th, 1991. Killer and cannibal Jeffrey Dahmer strangled a 19-year-old man, making his 10th of 17 victims.
Ooh.
Jeffrey dismembers the body and keeps the skull in his Milwaukee, Wisconsin apartment.
Ooh.
And that was the joke I made. I always admire Jeffrey because he had cute young guys come over for dinner and stayed the night.
Well, you know, I was hearing there on the news this past week that... he's now suspected in taking Adam Walsh, killing Adam Walsh, you know, John Walsh's son, you know, America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, but they've debunked that.
Oh,
many times. It's been debunked. It's been debunked many times. Trust me. Even Walsh denied. You know, says no, it's not true.
Yeah, some old guy who died in prison for someone else's attack. Now I wasn't sure about this one. I had to actually read it because, you know, when you go to the Daily Rotten and they give you the... People can suggest a news story, the title for the news story. And I couldn't really tell how far it all went there because the thing they say on here is, drumstick stuck where the sun don't shine. And the quote goes on talking about a wrestling teammate sticking a drumstick into his rectum.
Why would he do that?
Once again, I'm not sure. Are we talking musical, poultry, or ice cream? So I had to read.
Oh.
apparently it's the musical one.
I was thinking musical.
Yeah.
Wow, talk about splinters.
A 13-year-old boy surrendered on charges of assaulting a wrestling teammate by sticking a drumstick into his rectum.
Ooh.
The boy insisted it was a prank that went too far.
I'm sure that's not all that went too far.
What's the difference between ooh and ah? 6 inches.
Oh my god.
The alleged victim, also at 13, was back at school. Police said he just fished.
But he was walking funny.
Yeah. Ha, ra, ra, boom, you get yours today. The victim had just finished taking a shower after wrestling practice and was reaching down to pull up his pants when his teammate attacked him from behind.
Surprise, but sex.
Quote, poking him with the tip of a drumstick, unquote. It was enough to cause him to feel substantial pain.
Oh, come on.
The police said the boy's alleged attacker maintained he didn't intend the assault to be sexual in nature, saying it was a joke that got out of hand.
I'm sorry.
It says out of control.
That was what you said before.
That was my Freudian slip,
yeah,
showing.
Really, that was a big Freudian slip there, Chris.
Ooh.
Before the attack, the boys were on good terms. The boy targeted in the locker room attack drew support from fellow students. He's holding up, Stephen Kukro, a 14-year-old or 8th grader at the school, told a reporter. He says he knows both boys involved in the assault. Everyone's been pretty supportive.
Yeah, the poor guy lost his virginity.
Watch a bunch of years from now. Yeah, he's going to end up going gay. And
one time at band camp?
Yeah.
Stephen Kukro's mother said that she couldn't believe she had to hear about the assault from news reports and not the school.
Oh, goodness.
In weeks come, Kukro said she hoped the students will resist teasing the boy. The only thing you can hope is that the students are mature enough to support him, she said. What happened to him
talking about teenagers.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? You got like a beat on both ends. Oh.
They're going to tease him till he leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Put a snare drum next to him. There he is. Swing his butt. Swing his front.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Let's see. I don't know if we had any.
He had a really good aim, you know?
For him to get him in like that. Yeah.
Very quick, too, because if the kid was just bending down the, you know.
Yeah.
He is 13.
That would have to be the. It was either luck or he knew exactly what he was doing.
Maybe because he's been there before.
If you can beat it or bang it, you belong in the band.
I can tell you've never been this way. I can tell you've never been this far before.
Oh, I didn't know you cared.
An interesting thing they've been having on Valentine's Day is at several zoos around the country. They have a thing called, like, Wild at Heart, a special zoo tour where they take couples on and show you that, let you know that male pigs have a unique corkscrew endowment and an impressive output.
What?
Or, apparently it comes out curly and it's a fountain.
A pig's orgasm lasts 30 minutes.
Oh. Jealous?
Oh, no wonder we have so many gay men who say they're pigs.
Yeah.
And it's considered a compliment in our culture.
Can you imagine?
That's
oh,
wonderful.
That would be so
Jimmy, don't
fun.
Have a heart attack now. Think about it.
God, that's just incredible.
And I think I saw this at one of my events there, but manatees have orgies that don't really care if their partners are male or female.
Hmm.
They're bi.
And a male porcupine only has 1 4-hour window a year to mate.
What?
Very carefully, of course.
I read about that.
1 4-hour window?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
But zoos charge $50 a person for these adult tours.
Wow.
Wow.
And they have additional nights to handle Valentine's overflow.
So to speak.
So to speak.
Yeah, with a pig for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Talking about making bacon.
Unfortunately, they don't pop enough Viagra into them ahead of time, so that...
gives meaning to the phrase porking.
That's not all, folks.
A New Zealand lawyer who took to wearing an Alice in Wonderland costume to court to highlight an alleged cover-up by the Army was found guilty of contempt of court.
Go figure.
I wonder why.
He knew he liked it.
Alice in Wonderland costume.
I wonder if they had a picture.
Was he dressed as the Mad Hatter or Alice?
Alice.
Oh, boy.
Cute.
I always wanted to.
Well, no, not cute.
Well, he could have dressed as the queen.
Yep.
He came in. No. No.
Okay.
Thank God Alice wore a full length dress.
Yes.
Here's another reason for Jimmy to want to go on his annual birthday trip. Hawaii is considering legalizing prostitution.
Oh. Huh?
A bill to legalize some prostitution in the island. Has
some?
Some. Let's see here. Let's go to the full article. Cause
yes, please. Like, which parts? You know what?
South Indian going to the island and come on one later.
Some prostitution. Doesn't that mean... heterosexual prostitution only?
Yeah.
The decriminalization bill will permit sexual favors done in private and would designate areas where prostitution are allowed. So basically it looks like it's you can order it in or go to a restaurant for it.
Okay.
Well, that's how I explain, you know, the prostitution thing there, because you have, like, in Canada, you can't get it as takeout and you can't dine in, but you can have it delivered.
Really?
Yeah. You can hire, from what I've read there, you can hire an escort.
Yes.
So if they come to you, so to speak, it's legal. If you go to them, it's not.
Woo.
And if you pick it up off the street, it's illegal.
Not. Okay.
They only made 339 prostitution arrests in 2005.
They weren't trying very hard. I've been to Honolulu.
Yeah. Which has a long history of prostitution.
Oh,
from
yes.
The red light districts of Chinatown during World War II to the streetwalkers of Waikiki.
Yes.
But this is part of... Actually, they've got women's groups. The Hawaii Women's Coalition is on board with this.
Good.
But they're interested in...
Hawaiian people, or the people living in Hawaii, which is a mixed... bag, because there is no majority of any race in Hawaii. Everyone's a minority. Over the years, there have been a lot of intermarriage and a lot of cross-cultural marriages. So there just isn't a majority of anybody. So it's a live and let live type of situation.
And those boys are so gorgeous.
Yes, they are.
Let's see here.
It's so sweet.
But you know what, Jimmy? I feel that prostitution should be legal, period.
Of course.
And you're also hoping to push for a senior citizen discount.
There you go.
Can I get the blue plate special?
Ooh. That would put the Montrose meat market out of business, though.
Ooh. the Vagina Monologues.
Yes, I've seen them.
They now come out every Valentine's Day as part of their V-Day to help bring notice to violence against women. Well, a play in Atlantic Beach, Florida, got in a little bit of trouble. Someone called and complained about seeing the word vagina on the marquee.
Yeah.
So they renamed it the Hoo-Ha.
Hoo-ha.
No, wait, isn't that what the Marines say?
That's hoorah.
No, that's hoorah.
Oh, hoorah.
The hoo-ha. But they had to change it back to the Vagina Monologues because part of the agreement to put on the play says no censorship.
Right. Yep.
So because this one woman was didn't want to see vagina up on the wall, on the marquee, which I can't really blame her.
Well, they could have misspelled it and just put Virginia Monologues.
then everyone's going to come in there expecting ham. I had a very good ham.
It ain't ham, but it should have smelled like tuna, but anyway.
let's see there. There's a dildo story in here, too, I got to find.
Ooh.
The dildo story of the day.
Oh, boy.
let's see. They are talking in Arizona about changing the sex crime laws for kids.
What?
Huh?
Okay, this is so twisted.
All right.
Jimmy, here's an article about easing sex crimes for kids, and look at the advertisement next to it. I swear it was the thing for Borat, but this guy looks...
Say 15...
It's for a furniture factory, but they've got this one guy who looks kind of like Borat Borat's mother.
Yeah.
Legislatures try to ease laws for sex crimes by youth. Here's how the story starts. They have raging hormones, backward social skills, and at best, poor judgment. Most have confessed their sexual crimes to family members, clergy, or school counselors. Many of them teenagers, who are often younger than 15, are prosecuted as adults. They plead guilty to lesser charges to avoid a trial and possibility of a lifetime in prison. So there are five bills on the issue in Arizona, including what allow judges to decide whether first-time nonviolent sex offenders should be tried in adult court and lowering the age of consent to 13 from 15.
Wow.
My goodness. That's
15 is pretty low.
Well, there were two states before that had
14.
13.
Oh, really?
Georgia and Delaware.
Oh. Yeah.
And Delaware, I mean, Georgia had an interesting clause in their rule that if you could prove you weren't the first, it was okay.
It was okay.
Once again, another of my clever euphemisms on that is it's okay to drink from the keg, you just can't tap it.
That's right.
Da, 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 da. Oh, my goodness.
And
they say we're perverted.
Well, here's a good pervert one.
Speak
here.
For yourself.
Finally, we have a teacher who's taking dirty pictures of students. And it's not a hot teacher. Well, some in the room here might think he's hot. A Wheat Ridge middle school science teacher goes to trial next week and faces charge of sex crimes involving some of his students. The charges stem from alleged incidents several years ago where he took pornographic pictures of students, promising them gifts and promising to change a failing test grade.
Ooh.
My God.
Uh-huh.
One of the victims was 13 years old. The teen told investigators he went on a skeet shooting trip. When he arrived at the teacher's home, he noticed there were several pornographic DVDs. The suspect asked if he could take pictures of him naked in exchange for a duck call, food from Taco Bell, and a deck of cards with naked women on them.
Oh, my goodness.
If I was a kid, I think I would have done it.
Oh, of course.
For a duck call, a chalupa, and a deck of cards with naked women on them.
Proof that, yes, everyone does have their prize.
Yeah, okay, let's see. $4.95.
Sounds like one of those MasterCard
food from Taco Bell, you know, let's say he was supersized. There's $5, a deck of playing cards, you know, that's $8.50.
Well, I got a better deal in my Catholic boarding school.
I mean, this is better than, you know, it's almost as good as the rumors that were spread around me. I was getting it for $5 from the homeless guys.
Yes.
If officers found 44 Polaroid pictures of boys ranging from 8 to 14 and two homemade videos of the boys masturbating.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Now, you know.
And how old are these boys?
8 to 14.
This also shows, and the teacher was 33.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's also, I think what you should look at it the other way is the fact that this definitely shows you that we're not paying our teachers enough money. if he's all he's taking is Polaroid pictures and not using a digital camera, and he's bribing the kids with a duck call, a chalupa, and a pack of cards with naked women on them. Damn it, if this is not a call to pay our teachers a living wage,
yeah,
so they can properly bribe our students into sex.
Well, wait, no. That deck of cards probably cost more than all the other stuff combined.
Yeah, it probably did.
Yeah. But still.
It's still a $20 trick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently he didn't get it. He just took a picture.
Yeah. Wow.
Apparently this guy's like Flex. In England, a Cambridge student was fined £80, which is $50, I think.
£80 would be close to $160.
Oh, it starts the other way around.
Yes.
For erecting a 4-foot-tall snow phallus. He built a snow penis on his lunch break.
On his lunch break?
And was pleased when crowds gathered to admire his handiwork and passing motorists beeped their horns in appreciation.
That's art.
But despite good-humored onlookers laughing at the cheeky sculpture, a police officer pulled up in a patrol car and asked the student to accompany him to the station. He booked the 18-year-old for a public order offense, warning him his statue could have offended members of the public.
Oh, brother.
And handed him an $80 fine, which he must pay within 2 weeks. He was also ordered to knock the statue down.
Did he?
Yep. Mm. You gotta love England. Yeah. This place is... But then again, gives a whole new meaning to a snowblower.
Yeah.
Where was the dildo?
Yeah, but in England's defense, age of consent for the guys is now 16.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Raped in a porta potty.
Nasty.
Let's see. Voyeur loves wet, soapy college boys.
What?
Don't we all? From Indianapolis. Indiana University students, faculty, and staff are on the alert after police found secretly recorded videotape taken inside a men's locker room and shower on campus.
Ooh.
Investigators caught a 40-year-old electronics employee with a camera sitting in a gym bag. Stuffed in a gym bag he toted inside the men's locker room at the university rec center was an extra set of eyes for a peeping Tom. They discovered him after several complaints of uncomfortable stares and glares. That's him.
That's who?
That's the...
Oh, my God.
What's he look like?
Is he a troll?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Charles Bronson on Botox?
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the same expression, round face, you know. Police confiscated 28 tapes of movies and more from his home.
Ooh.
They went to his residence. They found computer equipment and other videotaping and videotapes. He has no affiliation with the school. And he was awful. He was in an off-limits area.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
So he was kind of transatlantic. He'd been covertly videotaping males in various states of undress in areas where they had an expectation of privacy, shower areas and bathroom areas. We've actually had contact with Mr. Cassidy in a number of other incidents since 1996.
God.
He hasn't been arrested for voyeurism, but has certainly been a person of interest.
What does he do with these? Just for his own enjoyment?
I guess. You know, I can go over to QueerClick and I show you a video. Take you to a website that has all they post is candid shots.
Yes, I'm on that one.
Senior Jameson Shuck works out at the center at least twice a week. Anytime you have someone like that running around, it has to concern you. You know it's an invasion of privacy, and obviously he's been here before. Who knows how long he's been doing it? We also want to determine from the 18 hours of videotape, if there's any child pornography on them.
What?
What?
I don't know. You know, he's videotaping college students, so chances are they're not going to find it. Where was? Come on, it was an Alabama dildo story. Where else are you going to find an Alabama dildo story?
Isn't it stuck up some wrestling kid?
Call of Duty.
It's just, you know, Alabama and dildos are just, it could be anything.
Only in Bammer.
Oh, where was it?
Could be lupus.
I can't say the name of it, the title, because I remember it has a dirty word in it.
Oh. A word that we don't say, but you might hear it on Hot and Bothered.
Only about 3 million times. Where, darn it. Talking about the fact that you don't have the right to privacy. Oh, here it is. No fundamental right to go F yourself.
Oh. To go FCC yourself.
Yes. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals says no fundamental right to sex toys. In a unanimous opinion, a three-judge panel for the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an Alabama statute banning the commercial distribution of sex toys.
Oh, man.
Push button one and then the key button.
Yeah.
There,
okay.
You're open.
There we go.
Saying there's no fundamental right to privacy. According to the statute, it is unlawful for any person to knowingly distribute any obscene material or any device designed or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of the human genital organs. Sounds like what we've got here.
Yeah, sounds like the Texas law.
In 1998, the Alabama chapter of the ACLU brought suit on behalf of several plaintiffs. Among them, adult toy retailer Sherry Williams. In the opinion affirming the Alabama District Court ruling, Judge Charles Wilson concluded the state has a legitimate rational basis for the challenged legislation, despite the U.S. Supreme Court decision Lawrence v. Texas, which overruled anti-sodomy laws across the country.
But what's that got to do with sex toys?
Yeah. The right to privacy.
Oh.
I think the way they're arguing it is that if you have the right to privacy to shove your penis up someone's butt,
yeah,
you should have the same right to privacy to shove a latex dong
up your butt,
up someone's,
or wherever.
Up yours or up someone else's.
Okay. So let me get this straight now: a female employee of a sex shop brought the original complaint.
She was part of one of them. I don't know if it was an employee in a sex shop or if it was more along the lines of where they have the latest thing is where you have like a Tupperware party, but it's sex toys.
Yeah.
They've been busted for that here in Houston, in Texas.
Really? I've been to one of those. They're fun.
Now, in October, the Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal of a Texas case banning the distribution of obscene sex toys.
In that case, Acosta v. Texas attorney Roger Diamond argued the court weigh in on the matter because of conflicting opinions around the country from various state courts. Colorado, Kansas, and Louisiana courts all have said that laws banning the sale of sex toys on obscenity grounds are unconstitutional. But Georgia, Mississippi, and Texas have all upheld sex toy bans.
Yes, and I know they do that. However, you can walk into any adult theater or movie arcade, and you're going to see dildos for sale.
Thank you, guys.
But what they do is you'll notice there's usually a big orange sticker on it or a sign at the front counter saying, everything you see in here is for educational or entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
And in some cases...
Well, I think shoving a dildo up my butt is very entertaining.
Yeah. But
I agree with you.
And in some places, they don't even want to know what you're going to do with it. So, Purely stores that sell paraphernalia for other purposes, water pipes, for example. Any mention of illegal use will void the sale.
Yes.
I never knew that it was that taboo.
Yep.
Well, it's like...
Because I go
into... You're in Texas, boy. What you talking about?
Well, I go into those stores, and I can easily just pick up a toy without getting anything.
But it's for educational purposes. This is, you know, this is like a model for you if you're going to show someone how to put a condom on. You know, that sort of thing.
Well, they say practice makes perfect.
Exactly.
You know, it's like...
Yeah. Or as a massager.
Remember, yeah. Yeah, put that next to your cheek. I can show you the picture. When Lobo was open, you went to the back half, and there was a little there was a large rotating thing on there, and they were selling napkin rings.
Right.
Yeah.
And the only thing you would say, the only thing that's close to a napkin that you'd put in is when the guy was uncircumcised.
Yes.
And usually that's called a lace curtain. But the more you know. That's the weird law that we have. And, you know, they are getting around more of it with saying, you know, this is for educational purposes. Mm-hmm. They put the stickers on, you know, this is for novelty purposes.
Yes.
Right.
You know, this is not to be used, not to be taken internally. You know, it just that's their ways of having to get around the law. You know, it's like several years ago when I was managing a dancer, we went over and got him a ring to wear while he was working,
mm-hmm.
and he started to try and ask the guy, well, how do you put it on? I said, you can't ask him that.
That's right.
I said, he can't tell you anything about this because you're not using it for what he's selling it for. Because there's rules in this backwater state we live in.
I just never knew because the place...
I had no idea that you can't sell a cock ring.
Well, you can't call it that because it's used for sexual purposes.
Call it napkin ring.
Yeah, Jimmy, it's a napkin ring.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, it's a napkin ring that lifts and separates on some of them.
Martha Stewart would blush, I'm sure.
I've gone to places and actually asked them questions about stuff, and they just straight up told me how I'm supposed to use it or stuff like that. Yeah. The place that I went to, I'd asked them a question about some special thing. I'm like, what is this? And it says, well, this is what it is, and this is what it's used for. And he didn't exactly say exactly what it was used for. He's like, well, you know, when your partner, and he kind of made hints and stuff on, eventually I kind of went, oh, okay.
Oh, I see. That's how he did it. Okay. Yeah, don't name the place, just in case.
Yeah.
Because if not, there'll be vice and who knows who else.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I'm all for adult theaters.
Yeah, we know, Jimmy.
They're my home away from home.
And I do so much miss the old French Quarter.
I do indeed miss the French Quarter.
Yes, well, yeah. Jimmy's philosophy on that is he likes to come in singing the Mamas and the Papa songs with that. Well, then I got down on my knees.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy.
But then again, you know, those are...
Well, it's getting close to the end of the show, isn't it?
Praise God.
Another one is over. Stick a fork in it, it's done.
Let's put it in the can and flush it. Next week, if you think we're tired and crazy now, just wait till next week when I'll be at I'll be here from Louis all day.
Ooh,
Ozzy will be losing his Louis virginity.
Oh no.
Jimmy doesn't show up enough to get tired.
We need to get some people naked in here.
Well, right ahead. Hey.
So we've got Louis coming up next week. The Oscars are coming up next week.
The gay Super Bowl.
I love the Oscars.
I'm going to be missing. But then again, I haven't seen any of the movies that are on the running. We all know Meryl Streep will win because whenever she makes a movie, she gets nominated, she wins. It's required, I think.
I think the only movie I got a chance to sit down and watch was Pan's Labyrinth.
And the sad part is the last movie I went to go see was Brokeback Mountain.
The last movie I saw was Dreamgirls.
Oh, man, I'm missing
that one. I haven't seen that yet.
It's very good.
I was going to go see it, but it was sold out, and we ended up going to see that Will Smith movie. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, let's see. I got to sign off on this. If you want to send us information, your resume, if you want to be part of the Help Wanted as we try and find other colors in the rainbow, or anything else, yell, scream, tell me what a fudge up I am. You can contact us by email at afterhours@kpft.org, or you can send a snail mail at afterhours care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Love TT, Houston, Texas 77006. Not just a zip code.
For the life!
Yeah, maybe that registered on the mic. Send us your love mail, your hate mail, news stories.
Dirty pictures!
Oh, Lord.
I've got
Jimmy,
go.
Your voice is finally cracking. It's about time.
Yeah, my nuts finally dropped.
Not those little dry... Anyway, never mind.
I just thought it was a rodent. Oh,
God.
Send us whatever you want.
Good night. Good night, kids.
Take care.
And now it's time for your PSAs. Mr. Smith, world domination happy hour is coming up. Probably a little early. So hopefully they're out there listening and getting ready to come in here. This is After Hours. KPFT Houston.
KPFT has just completed our Winter 2007 membership drive.
If you were one of the many listeners who joined the drive, thank you very much.
Your contribution will go a long way to helping KPFT.
Before you know it, your membership envelope will arrive in the mail. Don't forget to pay your pledge.
The great feeling you get when you support KPFT feels even better once you drop that check into the mail.
And if you missed your chance to join and support the news, music, or other great programming you hear each day, there's still time.
Call 713-526-4000 extension 314 or visit www.kpft.org to do your part.
Your pledge is tax deductible, and if your employer has a matching gifts program, your pledge could be doubled.
Call 713-526-4000 extension 314 or visit www.kpft.org to pledge now.
This is commercial free. Listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
The following program may contain language or imagery that may be offensive to some listeners. Discretion is advised. This is KPFT, Houston.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend fascism, Nazism, totalitarianism, major combat operations in Iraq, outlaw regimes, banking systems, financial institutions, every financial influence, CEOs, radical visions, new government, bullying, oppression, more excuses, secret police, the Office of Homeland Security,
restricting our freedoms,
threatening people everywhere, brutal dictator, but war, and misery, and torture.
Solomon Square.
At the end of the Solomon Square.
That I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend corporate America. Corn oil, the writing of a new constitution, of new laws, making money, no personal views, President Cheney, the FBI, CIA, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, economic openness, free trade, a modern maximum security prison, training camps with corporate governance, decades of dictatorship, slogans of hatred, cold-blooded killers, thousands of trained killers, policy experts, security forces, private and religious groups, bipartisan corporate and taxpayers. Money.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Just as long as I'm the dictator.
Fellow citizens, I ask you to live your lives in fear, cooperation, and a voice gone forever. I ask your continued fear and operating funds. The war on terror is a different kind of war. And we set a goal to dominate the Middle East, sacrificing your children to serve corporate America. I ask you to pull the values of corporate criminals, embrace tyranny and death as a cause of freedom. Let's roll. Americans are a free people. If anyone doubts this, I want you to report it immediately. Or eagerly await the midnight knock of the secret police. See through that. We're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país, and the council has to fulfill its founding purpose.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.